And lost to running too classy, wins the Hunter by a length and a half. Wonderbar second.
He's been racing the best of the best in the sprinting ranks in the Everest, into the Classic Legend, and he took out the $1 million Hunter at Newcastle yesterday. And John O'Shea maintained his terrific form that saw him right to the fore down here at Flemington during the carnival. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, John.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. How are you, mate?
Going very well, thank you. And mentioned that you've built your momentum leading into the carnival, both in Melbourne and Sydney, and maintained that. And it must have been rewarding to take out such a rich feature with Lost and Running yesterday.
Yeah, mate, he's sort of been racing really well all season. So, you know, it was a good reward for him to pick up a feature, you know, worth a bunch of money. So, it was a really good day for him.
And looking, talking to Joe McKinnon earlier on, he wasn't an expensive horse initially. What's the background with him finding his way into your stable?
I bought him at the Melbourne Premier for $40,000. After I bought him, a good friend of mine, Carl Holt, rang up and said, oh, did I have an owner, which I didn't at the time, and he said, I'll take half. And Francis Cook was in the car with him at the time coming home from golf, and so he took 10. And the bloke who bred him rang back and said, oh, we'll stay in for a quarter, so I end up getting left with only 15% to myself. So anyway, it's great to race the horses with people, and you know, it's been very rewarding for them all.
And he had that early spot confirmed in the Everest. How did you see him going into that? And you know, knowing how strong the Everest was, how did you rate his performance there?
We went into the Everest with the view that I thought it was probably a season too early in terms of his chances of winning the race, but I thought it would season him up, you know, for the chance when he could win the race next year. And if you go through, you know, have a look at Classic Legend, you know, he ran well in it his first season, then won it his second season. Nature Strip, he's had three or four goes at it before he could win it. So I don't think it's a race you just turn up there and think you're going to win it your first go. It's sort of the process, and, you know, this year was the process for him, and I think it's really helped him. As you can see yesterday, he's really executing his race plans well, and you know, he's racing effectively.
Plenty of time for discussions about Everest slot holders for the next running of the Everest, but he was seen as the up-and-comer with an early pick for this year's Everest. Have you had any discussions about maintaining that association with the slot holder?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely we'll give Tab first crack at it because they were kind enough to stick with us probably when it was a little bit of a, you know, it was viewed as a speculative pick, but so we'll give them the first opportunity. And you know, if they want to persevere, which I would expect they would, can we just go along the same process again, mate?
How'd he come through yesterday?
Mate, you wouldn't know he'd been around. He's sort of out fantastic this morning. He'll have a short break, 2 or 3 weeks, and then he'll come back for the Canterbury Stakes in Sydney.
How's your horses coming through the Melbourne campaign, come through that in particular, Quantico and Bend the Knee?
Yeah, they're really good. Quantico's probably got another week in the paddock, and then he'll be set for the new market. Bend the Knee, having the light freshen up and go to the Magic Millions 3-mile race. Menard's probably back into the stable next another week. The same with Promise Success. So all those horses sort of come through really good in Melbourne, and look forward to having them back in the yard over the next month.
With Quantico now having that good straight track experience, do you go Lightning to Newmarket, or do you get him ready for the Newmarket in Sydney and come down here for the handicap?
Yeah, I think we'll just get him ready in Sydney, mate. I think that worked really well. You know, he's a tricky horse. He's got the soundest horse, so we'll get him ready at home and just whip him down like we did this week, this preparation. You know, he's not a weight for age horse yet. They'd be too sharp for him in the Lightning. And I think, you know, our best chance of winning the Oakley Plate will be with Minas. So he can have a burn round up here and slot him in. You know, I think you get him with around 52.5 or something. So it's just a nice wait for him.
Carnival winding to an end, and great to see Laura Lafferty, who's spending some time with you, get that big odds winner last week. Hopefully the next couple of months, summer period, can be a good time for a claiming apprentice in town. We'd love down here in Victoria to see Laura continuing that winning run.
Yeah, look, she's made the transition. It's been a big transition for her, Warren, you know, like coming to Sydney and, you know, having to ride against the McDonald's, Bowman's and the Willers every week. So, but I just felt yesterday she's sort of starting to get her head around it, and she rode beautifully, the horse she rode for us. She had a couple of winners the week previous. So it's just really starting to find a feet now, and it's a good time of year for her. So she's got to keep her head down and keep working. And I think she's got good talent, you know. It's just a matter of that, you know, like I say, that transition into you know, coming out of Victoria, country area, that, you know, that vibe of Sydney Metropolitan Racing. So she's a quality young lady and got plenty of ability.
It'd be a mismatch from a weight division, John, but I know you like your boxing as Laura does. Have you done any sparring in the ring?
She's doing a little bit at the moment. I'm actually heading off on a tour next week to do a bit myself. So I like eating and drinking too much, Warren. So it has to be a zero result, otherwise I'll end up as big as a house.
Terrific result yesterday in the Hunter, John, and congratulations on a terrific spring carnival. Looking forward to the autumn, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers, mate.
John O'Shea, terrific day for the team yesterday, lost and running, taking out the Hunter.